Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maurice Jones-Drew, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at MJD. You can see MJD throughout the week on NFL Network's coverage from Miami. How are we doing, man? This is packed today, huh?
Yeah, it's only going to get crazier. I remember doing this 2006, then I want to say 2010, 2009 Super Bowl. And, you know, Miami is just a great city. And anytime you put an event like this here, it's going to be even crazier, right? It's been awesome so far. I got in yesterday, so just hanging out and enjoying the time.
Hey, do you think, you know, Lee's here, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes' contract.
Oh.
Like, when players get a big contract, like when I get a contract, I buy myself something nice. I mean, right. By my standards.
No question.
Do agents do that? Like, when Patrick Mahomes inks that deal, does Lee go out and get himself something nice?
Well, it depends on, you know, I think Lee has a couple other guys as well, so I think he has.
Yeah, he
it's
does.
It's like, you can't do that on every guy, right? Because
no,
then you're
going like,
to just be spending money, but.
$200 million deal, you might.
No question. I can't wait to see what that deal is. If it is $200 million, then you know he definitely deserves it, and Lee's done a great job with him. And you know, again, like I don't know what the agent does, to be honest with you. Like mine didn't do anything on my deal. He kind of just hung out with me. That was it.
And what is that relationship like? Is it different for each player? I mean, how important is that relationship with the agent?
To me, like my relationship with my agent, I think is completely different than any other. He was in my wedding. He was one of my groomsmen.
Okay.
Like, he's more of a mentor than he is anything else. I think some guys have it as just business partners. Like they only talk to him. Like I always confide in my agent because I got in the league at 20 and I didn't know what I was doing, and he had a great knowledge of the game, and especially the business side is where you need as much help as possible, right? And so. My relationship is much different with mine, and we still talk today. He's still my agent on the broadcasting side, which is nice, and you know, he's done a great job for me.
Let's talk what the Chiefs are getting ready to face. We've talked about that zone run scheme for the 49ers. For the Chiefs defense, is there a particular type of defense that typically does well against that style of run? Because obviously we know the rushing coordinator over there has made a lot of guys
right. With
a lot of different names look very good in that system. Is there a certain system, the way to beat it?
Well, the way to beat it is being where you're supposed to be on defense. And I think it's what the Chiefs did against the Titans, right? Let's also remember the Tennessee Titans were one of the top rushing teams. They went into New England. Henry almost rushed for 200, and they beat New England. Then they go to Baltimore, and they do the same thing, right? And it was one of these, like, wow, like no one can stop them. But you have to play sound defense. You have to set edges where if you look at what the Packers did, they didn't set edges. They were just running around, and guys, I mean, they were gaping holes. So you have to – set, shorten the edge, making sure you're forcing running back to bounce right away to your linebacker scraping over the top, or if he cuts up, that your D tackle can get there. And so you just got to play sound football against it. And, you know, you can't do too much. And it's always hard to do that because you're in the Super Bowl, it's the last game, all these things matter. But I think the Chiefs did a great job against the Titans, and they have to continue to do that as well.
We're talking with Maurice Jones-Drew here on 610 Sports Radio, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at MJD, and on Super Bowl Sunday, NFL Game Day morning on NFL Network, providing 8.5 hours of pregame coverage from Miami starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. You as a back, that I don't know specifically the different offenses that you were in, but
yeah.
Would you have liked to have been a back in a Shanahan type of run scheme?
It's funny, I was that in college.
Okay.
That was my offense in college, the outside zone, put your foot in the ground. Kyle Shanahan was actually a GA for me my freshman year, picked me up from the airport my freshman year, going there, and he actually taught me the West Coast offense, which was you know, a very complex offense, but it was awesome to be able to pick his brain. And then when I got to the NFL and played for the Jaguars, he was the OC for the Houston Texans. So we got the chance to talk a ton. And his offense has changed completely from there to now. And so he's done a great job of being aware of the times and evolving his offense, where a lot of people get stuck in their ways. Like, this is what I do. Like, no, he's like, okay, I'm going to add some shifts, some motions, some fly sweeps. I'm going to get some different guys to do some different things. You know, again, it's with him, it's amazing to see how far he's come, because when he was in Atlanta, that wasn't the offense that he wanted. He didn't build that offense, right? He just came in, made them uber successful, switched his offense around. Now you see the team that he built in his image right from the ground up in 3 years, and now they're in the Super Bowl. So he's done a phenomenal job.
I know that Patrick Mahomes is the Chiefs' leading rusher in the postseason, which as a running back probably hurts your feelings a little bit. But with Damian Williams, he's been effective when he's rushing it. What do you think when you watch the Chiefs' rushing attack? Does it work for you, or how do you view it?
Well, to me it works because they're efficient. And not everyone's going to have it's hard to have both an explosive rushing offense and passing offense. That's tough to do. I think when you look at the Niners, they're explosive run offense, but their pass offense is it's good. It's not great. It's not what obviously what the Chiefs have, right? And the Chiefs are the opposite, where they have this amazing, you know, Patrick Mahomes rolling to his right, flipping the ball down the middle of the field to Sammy Watkins. Like, you don't see that with the Niners. But you see that with the Chiefs. But the Chiefs don't have that crazy run game either. So both teams are very – they do what they need to do to get the job done. And Damian Williams, Shady McCoy, those are guys that they work well in the screen game. When they run the ball, they'll get what is given to them. They'll break some runs here or there. But they're there to set up the play-action pass and to set up Patrick Mahomes with all this protection so that he could take shots downfield.
Were you surprised that Eric Bieniemy didn't get more of a look? We're just talking about, like, that run game and, like, well, obviously he's the offensive coordinator now.
So it's funny, though. So Eric Bieniemy was my running back coach, right? I think everyone knows that. And I've been very vocal about that on TV, about him not getting the opportunity to coach or be a head coach. I think he'd be an amazing head coach. But, you know, sometimes it just happens for a reason. And so for me, it's all he can do is continue to have one of the more uber successful offenses in league history, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny. There's like, he doesn't call the plays. And then literally he calls the plays. I was in Kansas City for the AFC Championship. It was -6 outside. And he calls all the plays. I saw his play sheet. Like, I was like, dude, like, I was like, bro, like, how is it? And he's like, man, I love it. I enjoy it. I embrace it. And so, and it's crazy because he's a run guy. He's a run-first guy. That's what he wants to do. But he's learned to adapt because the way this team is built is with Patrick Mahomes, right? And so he's learned to adapt and create, have a great passing game and all these different things. Obviously, Andy Reid has his imprint on it as well, but a lot of that is Eric Bieniemy.
He, with us, he's pretty guarded about it. Does he seem frustrated to you whenever you talk about it, about the lack of opportunity?
No, like it's funny. He's not frustrated. I think I'm more frustrated than he is, right? Because at the end of the day, he's still in it, right? He has to still be, you know, the OC and the call plays and coach and do all those different things, right? He has to understand what the defense is going to do and how to attack this defense and all those different things, right? So for me, I think anyone's frustrated. 2 years in a row, you get interviews and you don't get picked. Everybody's going to be frustrated. But at the same time, he does a great job of eliminating distractions. We call it clarity where I'm from. Clarity. You want to be clear. You don't want to have any cloudiness or anything around, because all that matters to him is winning this Super Bowl.
Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. It's time. Let's get to your game prediction, brought to you by Brancato's Catering. How do you see this one going down on Sunday?
Oh, okay. So this all depends on who starts fast, and it's really the Chiefs. Do the Chiefs come out and start slow like they did the last couple weeks against Houston and Tennessee? If they do that, then it's going to be tough to beat the Niners. Right, this is going to be tough because the Niners always start fast. If they come out and start fast, though, I think the Chiefs have too much firepower to lose this game. And so for me, I think it's going to be 35-31 Chiefs.
Do you think, rushing-wise, is there a number that you feel like the Niners need to get to in order to win? I mean, do you trust Jimmy Garoppolo to have to go out and throw the ball?
Oh, he's going to have to, I think. I think he's definitely going to have to throw the ball. It's less about the yards, more about the attempts for the Niners. I don't know if you guys heard the game against the Vikings where he was like, we wanted to get 30 rushes. That's what they want. If they can get 30 to 35 carries or rush attempts, then the Niners will win every time.
Maurice Jones-Drew, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at MJD. Also coming up this Sunday, NFL game day morning on NFL Network starting at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate
it. No problem,
guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes, I don't know how you guys do the cold weather, but keep doing it.
we're enjoying this. Apparently, it's snowing back in KC. So
it was snowing when I left. It was crazy.
There you go. Right. That's Maurice Jones-Drew. Yeah, it's in.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.